Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Landis steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Berberet moves to second. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bob Keegan now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Qualters fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws to second. Fox drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Fox. Runnels scores. Malzone moves to second. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berberet hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berberet moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Button reaches second base with a double. Berberet scores. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Button catches it and throws to first to double up Goodman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. 1 out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Jensen moves to third. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Gurnett, who tags Landis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Smith moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.